You know, I think anybody that watches your dog and you work with the sheep, it's impressive.
Thanks.
Now, how long have you been doing that, Wendy?
7 years. Almost eight. 8 years.
Okay.
Yep.
So, you have a ranch not too far from here?
Yep, we ranch in Claremont.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
We have sheep and cattle, so the dogs kind of have to do both sheep and cattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how do you get the dogs to do what they do? I mean,
I actually am not getting them to do anything. It's right in their DNA. They were born to do what they do. So my job is to give them directions, and I'm the guy that tells them where the sheep are going. But they could do the sheep thing without me. Yeah, if they could open gates, they really wouldn't need me at all. Yeah, they can read livestock better than people can. So
okay.
Yeah.
So these dogs would be they. Do you breed the next generation of dogs?
Yep. When you find something that's working, you breed it to something else that's working, and you do a DNA so that you make sure you're passing on good genetics as far as, you know, things that you wouldn't want. They could have bad hips or bad eyes, so you want to do your homework. And then you just put them across for what you like.
Okay. So this was a fairly small group of sheep here.
Yeah, very small.
I'm sure they probably heard a lot larger group of sheep, right?
Yes. We run about 700 head of sheep. So right around that neighborhood, they can do from 1 to 700.
Okay.
Yeah.
That your dog's name is?
The one dog is Tony that was bringing him down Main mm-hmm. Street, and the other dog is Quirt. And then my niece is here, McKenna, and her dog is Jet. So okay. She was helping too.
Now, how old are the dogs?
Quirt is 3, Tony's 7, and Jet is 4.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, you were talking to a guy too long about the whistle.
Yeah.
Again, since I've got the recording on,
yep.
Tell me about the whistle.
So you start with voice commands. When I tell a dog, come by, that means to move around the livestock in a clockwise fashion.
Mm-hmm.
If I say away, that means to move around the stock counterclockwise. So then, after they know all their commands, which is stand, which means just stop moving your feet, or lie down, they know come by and away, look back, walk up. When they know all that, then you just transfer that to a whistle.
Okay.
And there's a lot of ways to do it. The way I do it is I physically tell the dog with my body which way I want them to go, and then I add the whistle. It takes like 2 days, and they're on the whistle.
Wow.
Yeah, they're smart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Wendy, thanks for spending some time with KBBS and Bighorn Mountain Radio. And it was, again, an impressive show for a lot of people that are out here today.
We enjoyed it. These dogs would do it all day if I let them, but it's too hot.